If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that I consider myself to be a civil libertarian. And one of the civil liberties that I think is vital to being an American is our right to privacy. Now, there are some who argue that there is nothing in the Constitution that gives us a right to privacy. However, as I pointed out before, and I just was talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano from the Fox News Channel about this 2 weeks ago on this show when his new book came out, Constitution Under Siege, which is a terrific read, by the way. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not things that give us rights. You are born with these rights. What those documents say are what the government can and cannot do. They are restrictions or rights for the government. That's why the First Amendment starts off, Congress shall make no law. It's telling the government, look, you can't take away people's freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom to assemble and freedom of the press and all that sort of stuff, because that's inherent in who we are. It was instructions to the government about what they can do. You don't have to tell people they have a right to privacy. They are born with a right to privacy. And that has been an inherent fact in the United States, upheld through court decision after court decision after Supreme Court decision for quite a while in all sorts of different areas of privacy. One of those things that, as a privacy matter, should always be of concern to you and me is whenever the government is looking in to our communications. Today we find out about yet another breach of that trust. In the USA Today article, bylined by Leslie Cawley, we find out that the NSA, the National Security Agency, much more secretive than any other intelligence-gathering group on Earth. In fact, there are people in Washington who would tell you that the NSA stands for no such agency. Never heard of it. Don't even know what it is. No. The National Security Agency has been in the news lately and is in the news again today because USA Today is reporting that the NSA has been secretly collecting the phone call records of tens of millions of Americans. Now, if you listen to this show, you would have known something like this was going to come out, because I told you months ago, after we found out about the listening in on international phone calls part of this, we talked to a woman from the Electronic Frontier Foundation that was suing AT&T and the other big phone companies for going along with this government spying plan. AT&T and Verizon and Bell South have been allowing the NSA to reach into homes and offices and people on the move with cell phones in this country and amassing an enormous amount of data about us when we're not even suspected of a crime. That, to me, is unconstitutional. And by the way, Judge Napolitano agrees with me and has talked about it on this show many times as well. And we were going to have him on today, but he's in the process of moving, so he didn't have time to be on here this afternoon. But I know from reading what he's written and hearing what he has said on this show that he agrees with me 100% here that this is unconstitutional. And when you raise your hand, when you put your left hand on the Bible and you raise your right hand, and you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, you can't cross your fingers and say, I was just kidding. And you also can't say, well, you know what, we're going to change the rules. Because that's not how the United States of America works. Having a government that's listening in on what we're actually saying is not far off. Now, that's not what this program is doing. Let's be very, very clear on this. This program, as far as we know, is not sitting down and listening to each and every phone call that each of us is making. But they are gathering data about the phone calls, where they're starting and where they're going to. And with that information, it's not far, it's not a very great leap for them to go to that next step. And you wouldn't know it because they're so good at trying to keep stuff secret. Just last year, we found out about the international phone call monitoring. And at that time, we were reassured that, no, it's only international phone calls and it's only people suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda. No domestic communication is being monitored. Well, if this report is correct, then that was a lie. Because this report says it's been going on since the fourth quarter of 2001. I know a lot of Americans, when they hear this sort of stuff, say, well, I don't have anything to worry about. I don't do anything wrong, so I don't really care. I think that's the wrong attitude to take. Because privacy is part and parcel of freedom. The freedom to do what you want, to call who you want, to say what you want, is what we're supposed to be fighting for, that whole notion of freedom. The freest society on earth. But you know what you get when you have a country where the government is monitoring the communications of its citizens? You have communist China. You have the old Soviet Union. You have North Korea. And on and on and on. That's not what we want America to be. We also don't want America to be a country that does not have checks and balances in its government. Because in that document, the Constitution of the United States, designed by some brilliant men, they built into it checks and balances between the different branches of government. The executive branch cannot do things without there being checks and balances from both the legislative and judicial branch. You can't just say, I'm the president and I get to do what I want. Or I work for the president and I get to do what I want. Any more so than you get to say that if you're a senator or a congressman or a judge. Because we believe in having the different branches of government keeping an eye on one another. They're supposed to be our representatives. Our elected representatives, in that the United States of America is not a true democracy, it's a democratic republic. We elect people and they represent us. We by electing them, by giving them our votes, we're giving them our trust, and they're supposed to go off and keep an eye out for us. We know, of course, that politicians rarely do that. They're keeping an eye out instead for people who write large checks to them. Lobbyists, campaign donors, corporations, etc. Individuals with huge sums of money, special interest groups, that's who really gets represented in Washington. And maybe it's a utopian view to wish that those checks and balances included you and me. I always hold out hope that every once in a while that will slip through. The representatives of the people actually representing the people. But you can't push them aside and say that one of those three branches of government gets to decide without any input from the others. President Bush today said, we have been briefing the Congress on our activities. Briefing is not the same as going to them and saying, what do you think? Briefing is like me telling my daughter where we're going to dinner, and she has no say on it. Yeah, I gave my daughter a briefing that her bedtime was going to be moved up a little bit. She had no input in that. Now, we don't have checks and balances. We're a family, and I'm a parent. But that's not how our government is supposed to work. You don't just go from one branch of government to the other and say, we're doing this, we just wanted to let you know, and then leave. The other branch of government is supposed to be able to say, wait a second, we have some questions about that we're going to need answered. And we're going to look into it and make sure you're doing things that are constitutional. And if they're not, we're going to say something about it. And we're going to make some noise about it until we do get those questions answered. Shouldn't we all want our government to work that way? But it doesn't work that way now. So why does it matter if you're not doing anything wrong? Because that is such a slippery slope. One day, your phone calls are being monitored for where they're going and how long they take and where you called from and to. Next thing you know, they're monitoring your online use, which I believe is already going on. You may remember several months ago, I told you about the government going to Google and saying, we want to have all your records on child pornography searches. In fact, we don't even want to have all your records just on that. We want to have all your records on searches so that we can do some work on child pornography in this country. To which I responded, go to Google and type in child pornography. You'll get, I'm sure, 15 million websites to visit. Go investigate those, convict those people of child pornography, and then come back and we'll give you some more. Don't go to Google and say we need to know what your users are searching for. That's not what the government should be doing. The government should be going after child pornographers. Are you telling me you can't find them? Are you telling me you don't get Google in the Justice Department? And here's the other thing about this program, which has been going on for quite a while now. One of many things that just get under my skin about this. If it's working well, tell me how it's working well. Show me. I know you won't show Congress. You won't show a court. But show me. I'm your employer. I'm an American taxpayer. I want to know how well it's working. I want to hear about the successes that we're having against Al-Qaeda. I want to hear about the successes we're having against terrorists. I want to hear about the successes we're having against any bad guys. I'm not pro-bad guy in any way. But I want to know, how are we doing in this? And don't say, oh, we're doing well. Really show me how we're doing. You get some local police department in this country to pull over a tractor trailer with 1,600 pounds of marijuana, and there's going to be a news conference, and every local TV station is going to be playing up that story, and we're going to have it on KMOX, and it's going to be in the newspaper the next day, a big drug bust by the local police department of wherever it is. It's going to be a big deal. Why do they do that? Hopefully to deter other drug dealers, but also to show the people who pay their salaries, hey, look at the job we're doing for you. Isn't this great? We caught some guys who were doing some bad stuff. Where are those press conferences? Where is that information? I'm a pretty informed guy. I read lots of news every day. I talk about it every afternoon here. I don't remember hearing about a lot of stories like that. There are one or two here and there. But if this program that has already been in place since the fall of 2001, if it has been successful in helping us bust up Al-Qaeda in this country, tell us about it. Not only so that we can be informed, but so you could also dissuade Al-Qaeda so that they can get some bad news. Their sleeper cells in this country. Where's all that information? No, instead we get fishing expeditions. And that's what this is. Fishing expeditions without probable cause, without warrants, without oversight. 314-436-7900, toll free, 800-925-1120. Email paulharris@kmox.com. We're back with your thoughts after this.
Two guests on the program. We say hello, first of all, to Dr. William
Up the block.